I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy.
I know words. I have the best words. Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Peddling Fiction Podcast. I'm your host, the voice and soul of so-called fiction, Johnny Profita. And back with me to do this Friday right is Justin Hillbilly Boy Campbell. What's up, man?
Oh, not too much. We had a number of storms that came through this part of the country earlier in the week and wrecked some havoc on a lot of things. We didn't really get anything severe. We just got the rain and a lot of thunder and lightning, but the wind really didn't blow, no damage or anything to speak of. But it is now, like, really cool. It's, like, in the upper 50s, low 60s today after it's been in the 80s for the last week and a half. It's kind of nice and also kind of not. I want to do yard work and just take my shirt off and go do shit. And today I'm a little bit more heavily dressed just because it is kind of cool and the wind's blowing.
Well, I don't tell you, it's another beautiful day here. Another beautiful fucking day. Although it's starting to get kind of almost too warm for my liking. So yeah, I think by the end of this month, I'll be dying of heat. But as of right now, like I just closed the doors, but there's a beautiful breeze coming off of the ocean here. My latte is cooking behind me, so.
Yeah, you know, I think I'll take the occasional cool snap over earthquake season.
Well, earthquakes aren't until September. We got plenty of time. I'm hoping to miss them this year because I'm going to a wedding in Chicago and then off to Sicily. So, did I lose you? No, you're still there.
Say if you're heading back to Chicago, we can start the day with our shithole Chicago. But better watch out. Apparently, this armed crew of thugs that's been robbing people is going back for seconds.
Yeah. Here's the good news. I'm not actually going into the city of Chicago. I have no reason to do that. The wedding, thankfully, is in one of the nicer northern suburbs. So the only time I will be actually, I got to go to O'Hare to catch a flight. I'm catching a flight like the next day. So I won't have anything for them to take, but I also won't have anything. I won't have my fucking strap on me. My concealed carry license in Chicago has expired officially, but yeah, this is fucking ridiculous, dude. This day and age with all the technology and all the camera, they never seem to have a problem catching a picture of me making a right-hand turn on a red without coming to a complete stop and sending me a fucking, dude, a chicken shit ticket for that. Never seem to have a trouble catching my license plate and a picture of me doing that. But these guys can just roam around Chicago fucking mugging people at will. Isn't that amazing? If there's not a fucking nickel in it for them, they just can't be bothered. Dude, they track me down. They don't even know where the fuck I live. They sent it to my parents' house. Like, that's the level of fucking investigation that they're willing to do. if there's $150 in it for him.
Well, and clearly they're not willing to investigate very much in terms of actual crime, because I'm pretty sure we talked about this last week. Like, the original spree of these, of this, like, gang basically running around and robbing people, just like pulling up on people in parking lots and stuff, and like bull rushing their cars, taking their phones and wallets and shit, and then just jumping back in and taking off. Like, I'm pretty sure we talked about this last week, and it's the same gang. So like they're doing it week in and week out, and nothing is happening. Like, which, I mean, what did you expect when, you know, you put the mayor who's the teachers union selection in charge of the city? Like, I thought for sure with crime rising the way it did under Lori Lightfoot, that they would end up going with the guy who was like head of the police union for a while. 'Cause it was Brandon Johnson, who was a former head of the teachers union. And the other guy who he was running against was like a former head of the police union. And I thought for sure with crime being on the rise the way it has been, that they would go with the police guy, kind of, you know, kind of like what New York did whenever they elected Eric Adams. Like, he was a former police guy. They've been having crime problems. They went with the police guy. Not that it's helped New York at all, but, you know, that's kind of the logical thing that you would think is that they would do. But yeah,
it's amazing.
I guess it meant to just how much power the teachers union has in Chicago, as opposed to what Chicagoans actually are interested in.
Yeah. And it also has to make you wonder how legitimate these fucking elections are. I mean, honestly, I don't know anybody in Chicago that's like that wants this kind of lifestyle. All of my friends with families have moved out of the city. Some of the, I don't know if I've talked, like, some of these old guys that I played softball with, they've been in Chicago for fucking 60 years and they're afraid to drive around at night. Like, dude, I've lived in Chicago for fucking 60 years, 70 years old. Like, I don't go out after like fucking 8 o'clock at night. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Well, now it doesn't even matter if they don't want to drive around. They can't even ride on the buses.
I was just saying the other day, I was like, you know, the buses in Chicago aren't too bad. Like, all things considered, there's usually not fucking smelly goddamn homeless people on them or lunatics. And they run on time. They come every couple of minutes. The bus system was like pretty good for like city public transportation. And then here you go. Passenger who stabbed CTA passenger in the South Loop was on pretrial release for 3 other cases.
Okay. We've learned new details about the allegation against a man charged with attempted murder for allegedly stabbing another passenger aboard a CTA bus in the South Loop. Stanislav Zarevel was on pretrial release for 3 cases when he stabbed the 69-year-old victim. During a detention hearing last week, prosecutors said he stabbed the victim, whom he did not know, 4 times during an argument on the bus. The victim suffered a lacerated forehead, 3 puncture wounds on his back, side, and a punctured lung. Whew.
Yeah. So, seems like a net. What was his 3 other offenses?
I'm not sure. I mean, oh, he's charged with, first-degree murder and 4 counts of aggravated battery. All right. So maybe this guy shouldn't have been on the bus.
Probably not. Like, and for those of you that aren't watching the video, he looks a little nuts. But not your not probably what a lot of you are thinking.
Stanislav Zarevel.
There you go.
Eastern
Block.
How much you want to bet this guy is a Ukrainian refugee?
Could be. Yeah, I'd like to know what the argument was about. Like, how do you get onto an argument on the bus? Like, don't you just fucking sit there with headphones like a normal fucking person? Look at your phone, just mind your own business. But who knows? Who knows what the fuck was happening? Interesting, a refreshing stabbing instead of a shooting for the city of Chicago, though.
Nice little change of pace.
Yeah,
Well, and it was this time as a white perp, so it was breaking all the rules.
Yeah. What a shithole. We got to get, so if there's anybody out there that knows how to use AI song generator things, I want the song Sweet Home Chicago with the lyrics changed to Shithole Chicago for every time we play that segment. Somebody create that for me.
Well, I would be willing to bet that the person who creates it is not going to come from Chicago, since apparently they can't pass tests on like anything.
Yes, this is great. All I see, I just saw a tweet maybe last night or this morning. I can't remember. They tend to blend together for me. Kamala Harris was talking about how teachers are so underpaid and they go above and beyond the call of duty. All these noble teachers. Chicago public school system proficiency test scores. English, 25.2% proficient. Math, 17.8. Science, 37. Science surprised me a little bit. I would have thought English would have been higher than science.
You got enough kids in the public schools that do a little gang banging on the side that know how to, you know, how to mix up stuff for the coke and the meth and stuff like that. So they're getting their science on the side, and then they come back to school and apply some of that knowledge that they picked up.
Yes. And then, okay, so if that was, those are your scores, by the way. So imagine you sit down with your boss and they say, in this area, you're 25% proficient. In this area, and there's three major areas to your job, I guess, 17.8 and this one, 37%. How do you think you're doing so far? Oh, I need a $50,000 a year pay raise. That's how I think I'm doing. What? On what fucking planet do you think you deserve a pay raise for those statistics? You should get a fucking pay deep. You should be fired. But I would cut your pay by 51,000. Like, start cutting pay. Don't even fire him. Don't even fire him, because then I'll be like, listen, you suck. Clearly, you're not very good at this, and you're overpaid. You're way overpaid. I'm docking your pay. Like, how else are you going to get results out of these fucking... Oh, they're so noble and every... Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you kidding me? You can't even get them up to 50%. You can't get it up to 50, which when I went to school was still flunking. Does anybody flunk anymore? Like, how is it even possible to go through school 37% proficient, 17% proficient, 20. So 75% of the fucking kids can't do English. They can't read and write. So 75% of the kids aren't passing, right? Or they're graduating and going off to college, borrowing money to go to college after that. This is unbelievable, dude. Chicago is such a fucking shithole. God damn it, dude. Put me in charge for 5 years. I think I could turn that city around.
You know, the problem that all these kids in Chicago are having, and the reason that they can't pass any of their classes and stuff, is because they just don't know what computers are.
Yeah.
The Bronx, who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them, because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges. Young Black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is.
So for those not watching the video, at least this one Black dude has a sense of humor about it. Them. Trying to figure out what this laptop
you have
is.
Their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
This is retarded on a number of levels. A, it's just straight up fucking racist. Like, the soft bigotry of low expectations. Oh yeah, those fucking Black kids don't know what a computer is. Oh, okay. But then it's just like, if we just had their diverse voices, we'd be so much better off. I don't want to hear from somebody that doesn't know what a computer is. What the fuck are you talking about? That's like going to some little village in Africa. They don't have any technology and be like, oh, what do you think Apple should do next quarter to bump their what? It's retarded. If you don't know what a computer is in 2024, I don't need your diverse input.
It's like the voter ID thing. Like, oh, how are black people supposed to get supposed to get IDs to vote? They don't have any way to get IDs. Like, what? If they don't have a way to get an ID in order to vote, they don't need to be voting.
They should not be voting. Right. And dude, I just can't believe that black people aren't offended by this. Of all the things to be like, if I walked up to a black chick and I was like, oh, I really like your hair, that offends them for some reason. Oh, can I touch your hair or something?
No, that's don't offensive. Touch
them. Oh, you're don't too stupid to figure out how to fuck it. You know what a computer is, and you're too fucking retarded to open up a bank account or get an ID. That doesn't offend you at all. This is the game we're going to play. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, these people, they're such elitists. That you could say that like in like 1945 or something. You'd be like, oh yeah, those colored people, they can't get IDs. It's like, what? They don't know what a computer is. I guess they didn't have computers in 1945, but you get the point. What did we have in 1945 that was so commonplace? It'd been around for about 20 years. Well, I guess 40 years. Like, oh, they don't know what a car is. Those black people, they don't know what an automobile is. But if we just get their diverse opinion, they could turn Ford around. Like, what? Jesus Christ, dude. How are these people running things? It's unbelievable, man.
I guess when you look at the fact that like Hochul had legitimate competition from the Republican candidate the last time she was up for election, and then ended up winning fairly handily. But this has been like her shtick for the entire time she's been in office. Like, she has not been a smart person at any point. Like, it just goes to show you that they don't fucking care who it is that's running. They're going to vote for a Democrat no matter what. Like, the people who are voting Democrat are not interested in the stick figure that's up there, like, you know, having strings pulled. They're just voting for the D. That's it. That's,
yeah,
it's really, it's no unbelievable. More. There's no more going on in their brains than that.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It does. It's so ridiculous, man. Like that this is the system. We just need more people voting.
I wonder what's going on in the brains of people who are considering voting for RFK Jr. since he's apparently got like a brain worm or something that ate.
Well, not anymore. I think, yeah, they removed.
Oh, it died. That's right. It died. Starvation, maybe.
Oh, how dare you?
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend all the RFK lovers.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, at least RFK thinks about things. Like, he actually does. Like, he takes like positions, and you can tell that he's actually like thought about it, at least, or maybe read a book. He might. I don't know. A lot of his foreign policy stuff is just as retarded as the rest of the establishment, but it's just like, man, I don't think you'd hear him saying that black people are too stupid to figure out what a computer is.
Or just objectively lying about inflation rates when he took office.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
No president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%. But look, people have a right to be concerned. Ordinary people, the idea that you bounce a check and you get a $30 fee for bouncing a check, I change that.
Again.
That. Or your credit card, you know, your late payment, $35. I mean, there's corporate greed going on.
Your grocery bill doubled in the last 4 years, but it's that $30 on a bounce check that's really killing people.
Dude, who the fuck is still writing checks? And who the fuck is accepting a check? Like, that's Joe Biden's generation. Like, my parents will still write a check. And I'm like, Dad, just Venmo me or something. He's like, what's that? Fuck it. Yeah, send me the check. I'll take a picture of it on my phone and deposit it into the bank without even going in there. Yes, people over the age of 70 are writing checks. This cannot be a big problem. I know Justin writes checks. He's a fucking hillbilly.
I had to pay my property taxes today. Yeah, I had to pay my property taxes today. I wrote a check.
With a check?
Yeah.
Does the government not have a system for you to pay online?
No. We are very rural. This county does not have it. I'm not sure about this.
Dude, I think even Cook County, where I used to get raped multiple times a year, they eventually, yeah, they set it up online, but it was like, I think they charged like a fee for it. It's like, I'm already giving you fucking $9,000. What's another 25 at this point? You fucking crooks. Unbelievable crooks.
That your property taxes on your condo was
1,131 square feet of just heaven.
I've got 3 acres, two big shops, two houses, and ours is about 15.
But how are your school systems? Are they as unusable? Are they 25% proficient in English? What about the roads? Has the road from Chicago to Milwaukee been under construction for more than a decade? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, what am I getting for this $9,000? That was like, in fairness, that was just the last year where they gave me a fucking 80% increase or something. It was only like 6,500 up until that point.
They actually took and went through and tore up all the like busted up, broken down sidewalks in town and redid all of that and made it nice. Not that anybody actually like walks through town, but they made it look nicer when you drive through.
Yeah. Oh, our aspiring midweight's fashionably late. Good to hear from you.
Imagine that.
I still haven't even gotten to my latte yet, though. So we got plenty of time left in the show. I have to go make that at some point. Justin needs to play a clip. So
I was going
to
say, speaking of midwits, we've got a couple Chris Cuomo clips that will get you through your coffee break.
Yes.
This is the vaccine supercut from Chris Cuomo. He's admitted that
Should we do this one first, or should we do the PBD podcast first? I don't know which one we should do. This one first is fine. It's longer. Yeah, play this one. I'll get my fucking latte going.
Apology? Of course not. This is never as simple as vaccine good, vaccine bad. We have data to support the fact that there are thousands of people who have had adverse effects that are not getting attention.
Be nice to the unvaccinated. Don't shame them. Let them learn enough. This country is about the vaccinated and those who choose to put them at risk. The vaccinated are this country. They've all done the right thing. So how long must the majority wait for the stubborn, waiting on people who insist on making themselves and others sick? And there is no valor in being unvaccinated. Not getting vaccinated is what is unfair. This is on you. That it's good that you're not taking it to thwart the government trying to have a hand in your life? How much more are the vaccinated going to take from the vacuous as if it were some misplaced righteous cause? It's freedom. It's freedom not to take the vaccine, because it's not about reason. It's about animus. It's about resentment. I mean, honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say. But Tony, good luck with it. See you.
And so do you.
Yeah. Only for having you on the show. That was my only mistake. Look, it's just stupid. I'm pro-freedom. I hate that he's Italian-American, by the way, because it plays into his stereotype. This suggestion that somehow there is a strength in the resistance to the science, to the mandate, stupid, ethnic, stereotype, masculine, moronic thing to be. Because, look, I don't think it's a coincidence that some of those who are soft-selling the vaccine are also among those ignoring January 6th or trying to minimize it, have decided to be free
to get sick. Because the idea that it's just about choice and volition, this isn't making you get a tattoo. If the freedom's so important, I'm free to be stupid. Byron Donald's not going to take it because he doesn't care what Biden wants.
If there are Americans like myself who choose not to, please don't berate me for doing that. It is a personal choice I have made.
It's see,
my own health care. No, I am allowed to do that.
Here's the thing, Byron. Do you have the right? Of course, nobody's debating that except you guys as a false choice. What I'm saying is it right? That is being dumb as a proxy for being bold, because you're seeing some kind of righteousness and a choice to do something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And why shouldn't I get opportunities as vaccinated that you don't get as unvaccinated? You don't want to get vaccinated. It's not because you know more about science. Just because you work in the hospital doesn't mean you're not susceptible to mis or disinformation or being vaccine hesitant. Amazing how selfish we have been in this situation when you think about it. And the selfishness, just in the simple statement of, I'm not getting it because, you know, deep denial and selfishness. It is shameful. And be clear, by we, I mean you who are not protected for yourself and loved ones yet. You guys are the issue, not the majority of the country that has already taken upon this task and now is being held hostage. There is going to be a consequence for irrational resistance. You being unprotected hurts my kids, hurts my mother. You are having your freedom stepped on because of those who believe freedom is about putting other people at risk. This is a tyranny of the unvaccinated. You have to have a vaccine passport. How are we going to know who got the booster and who didn't? We're going to have a way to track it. Ivermectin, a dewormer, really?
Yeah.
They need to be called out and shamed. People so resistant to reason and relying on lies that they would rather try poison. You're not a horse. You are not a cow. Taking a drug that's given to livestock as an anti-parasitic, it doesn't work. Please don't take it.
I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. The entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you.
Yeah. All right. Dude. I'm ashamed that he's an Italian American. I don't know what stereotype he was referring to with that other dude, but that's just fucking humiliating, dude. That's absolutely humiliating. And yet, oh, by the way, dude, well, I do have a liberal arts degree, so I am qualified to make lattes. It's beautiful. Went to college and everything. dude, those supercuts are fucking fantastic. They're absolutely perfect, because fast forward just a couple of years. By the way, I wonder how many boosters he's had, because you're not supposed to stop taking this vaccine. How often are you supposed to get a booster? Every 6 months? 3 months?
They've changed it so many times. There's no telling anymore. And the crazy thing is, the more boosters that they recommend, the lower the compliance rate is. Like even the most hardcore like pro-vaccine folks are starting to lose their patience with it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I could, even if it was an effective vaccine, I could have told you that nobody's going to go in there every 6 months to do it.
One, well,
that's ridiculous. In perperpetuity,
the government stopped paying for it too. Like it's not free anymore. Now either your insurance has to pay for it, or you have to pay for it, or like it's a, depending on your insurance, you have to pay a copay on it, or like it you know, when they were first rolling it out, it was just, oh yeah, just go get it. Like the basically our tax dollars were subsidizing Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca for all of these shots to be administered. Not quite so much anymore. Now it's between you and your insurance company more so. So,
yeah. I mean, dude, what a pompous fucking jerk off. You imagine talking to people like that? Like the only way I would treat somebody the way that he was treating somebody is if they're doing exactly what he did. Now, in the moment, they're vaccinated or whatever, I disagree with them, I'm not going to, they come on my show, I'm not going to be this pompous prick. It's unreal, man. The gall that these fucking people have. But hey, now that it's no longer an issue, it's 2024, and I guess I don't know exactly what changed. Is there anything that actually changed scientifically with COVID?
They started actually talking about it honestly instead of through the lens of propaganda. Yeah, nothing about the science actually changed. The science in this case actually did not change. The science was settled. It was just settled on what all of us had been saying, and now they're right. Reporting it correctly.
Yeah, there's still variants coming out left and right, though. Yeah.
Well, and like Magoo says, you know, AstraZeneca pulled their booster line. They're out of the COVID shot business now. Yeah. It's a twofold thing. Everything that's in like the mainstream has all of the official statement where they're talking about, because there's such a saturation in the market, like there are so many boosters out there and nobody's getting them. So there's no reason to keep making them because they can't keep getting paid to make them because the government's not subsidizing that anymore. It's based on like actual sales and like who's getting them, and nobody's fucking getting them. And also there are other reports from like independent news sources and stuff where AstraZeneca has talked about like not on official records that, you know, the level of myocarditis and other vaccine related injuries is also driving that decision to get out. So it's like, number one, there's way too much of this shit on the market, so there's no reason to keep making it because they'll never use everything that's out there. And number two, there are actual risks that are being exposed, and they can't keep like hiding from this stuff anymore. And that's like, that's kind of the biggest thing for some of these drug companies is once people start to lose trust and see those reports come out, then they start to lose trust in all your other shit because it's all fucking bullshit. Like none of it all comes with, you know, a laundry list of side effects, and it's all a quick fix to a problem that people don't want to actually put in the time for actual solutions to. So, you know, if they start to lose faith in you for this one thing, then they'll continue to lose faith in you for all of the other things because, like, they know that you're making all of it.
Yeah. Okay, but let's put ourselves in Chris Cuomo's shoes for a minute. So you have to be aware that you've treated people like that on national TV in the past. You held this position publicly. You were a colossal dick on cable TV for years. And you have to know that the internet is forever. There are clips like this circling around. You go on Patrick Bet-David's show. It's time to apologize, right? Like, dude, I was such a fucking dick 4 years ago. I'm really sorry. I got this completely wrong. I'm humiliated. I'm embarrassed. It changed my life. Like, I'm a new person now. I apologize to all those vaccinated people. I treated you horribly. I should have never berated you like that. I should have been open to dissenting opinions, all that stuff, right?
I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Mm. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The real question is why? Everyone's going to say Joe Rogan was right. No, Joe Rogan was saying, yeah, he was right.
Yeah, he was right.
But that's not what matters. What matters is the entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you. They knew it, Patrick. I know they knew it. How do I know? Because now I'm doing nothing but talking to these clinicians who at the time were overwhelmed by COVID, and they weren't saying anything. Not that they were hiding anything, but it's cheap. It's not owned by anybody, and it's used as an antimicrobial, antiviral in all of these different ways, and has been for a long time.
For malaria for over almost 20 years.
Yeah. So, and my doctor, who is now my doctor, was using it during COVID on her family and on patients, and it was working for them. So they were wrong to play scared on that.
Didn't know that at the time. Know it now. Admit it now. Reporting on it now. Because I think that's the job. The idea that, well, you were a vaccine proponent. Why wouldn't I have been a vaccine proponent? Now there are questions. Oh, no, but I knew at the time. No, you didn't. What you knew was that there were people telling you to be resistant to what the government was telling you to do.
Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. No contrition whatsoever. By the way, that's not the job. Reporting on it 4 fucking years later. All that information was out there. Like you said, it's been used on malaria for fucking decades. Decades. Nothing he said was new. You didn't have to be a physician to know it. It was all out there, and there were people talking about it, but they were fucking silencing them. He didn't seem to have any of them on their show. Who did he have on CNN come in? What's his name? McCollum? Peter McCollum?
Peter McCollum or Robert Malone, any of those. And then, like, you know, we saw the supercut. Like, the people that he did have on, he was like, it doesn't matter that you work in a hospital. It doesn't matter that you actually are seeing this on a day-to-day basis. Like, you're wrong. You got the science wrong.
You're wrong. You didn't know it at the time. Yeah, no, they did. They did, and they got it right. But that's the job. The job is to what? Get it wrong for 4 years, berate people that are making good points, and then 4 years later be like, well, yeah, you were right, but you got lucky. You were just guessing because you believe in freedom. Like, dude, get fucked, man. Get fucked.
And the craziest thing about it was they acted like we were all a bunch of like kooky conspiracy theorists that just heard or read something on fucking 4chan, or, you know, we were getting all of our info from QAnon. We were putting in hours of research and study looking into this shit. How many people do you know watch the full 8 fucking hours of the FDA going through the Israel numbers and then made clips of it to show where they're highlighting all the different spots where these vaccines are having negative effects and the whole reasoning behind why the FDA wouldn't approve the boosters to begin with?
Yeah.
I know at least one guy who did that, but I was a quacky.
I know only one. Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, and what does he say? He's like, oh, well, you know, they were wrong to tell us that it was a dewormer. They gave us bad information. The question is why? No, that's not the question. The question is why did you believe their bullshit and then go carry water for them? Your job is not to just take, and why are you just taking one side at face value? Like one side's like, oh, that's horse dewormer. That's horse dewormer. That's horse dewormer. And the other's like, it's like, no. They've been treating billions of people with it for decades. You don't be like, oh, maybe I should look into this a little more. No. The guy that's saying they've been treating malaria and things, antiviral for, you know, decades, billions of people. It's perfectly safe. It's cheaper. Like, here's a theory as to why the big pharma that are pushing the vaccines are calling it horse dewormer. And nothing. Oh my God, dude, that is so fucking infuriating. Yes, we should be able to fucking deport him. Italian American too. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to call him a paisan. God damn it. Yes, deport him to wherever malaria is most rampant and get him off the ivermectin because it's a horse dewormer.
They might need to get some horse dewormer out to Princeton University, where all these protesters are apparently now becoming immunocompromised for varying reasons.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
This is absolutely unfair. My peers and I, we are starving. We are physically exhausted. I am quite literally shaking right now, as you can see. We are both cold and hot at the same time. We are all immunocompromised. And based on the university's meeting yesterday with some of our bargaining team, they would love to continue physically weakening us because they can't stand to say no to unjust murder.
Yeah!
those of you not watching the video, these are which students are these?
This is Princeton University.
Princeton.
Lovely.
Used to be a school of smart people. Now it's a school of fucking retards who have gone on a hunger strike, and now it's unfair that they're hungry, Justin.
Look,
it's unfair. I wasn't supposed to get hungry. This wasn't supposed to happen. I was supposed to go on a hunger strike, and before my next meal, Israel was supposed to be like, oh, there's a bunch of retards outside Princeton that aren't eating. Let's stop bombing Gaza.
Like, what do these fucking morons think the university's going to do? Like, did they just want the university to come out and be like, okay, yeah, we support Palestine now? Like, they're not going to do that. They don't give a fuck one way or the other.
Even if they did. This changes not, like, imagine being this optimistic, dude. How narcissistic are these fuck sticks? I'm going to go on a hunger strike. I'm nobody. I'm just some stupid twat at Princeton. I'm going to stop eating. And that's, I know they haven't been able to figure out peace in the Middle East for thousands of years, but me not eating a cheeseburger today, that's going to do it. Are you fucking insane? Literally, I love how I'm literally shaking, right? She starts shaking and then she becomes the meme, the literally shaking meme. It's just fucking classic, dude. This embodies everything that is wrong with these generations of kids. They're narcissists. They think what were they expecting to happen when they stopped eating? And now everybody's immunocompromised. That's like the new celiac disease, right? That's the, when I was, you know, in my 20s, that was like the big thing. Oh, I can't eat gluten. I can't eat gluten. I'm allergic. I have celiac. Everybody had celiacs all of a sudden. Now it's, I'm immunocompromised. We're all immunocompromised and we're hungry and this is not fair. Well, go eat something then. There you go. Yeah. Or light yourself on. If you were really dedicated to this cause, you would light yourself on fire.
Then you're not cold anymore. You know, like, it solves so many problems.
Yeah, you're not gonna be cold and hot at the same time.
Right. You only have to deal with the hot. And that'll go away pretty quickly. As soon as all your nerve endings burn off, whew, then you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. She probably would be shaking a little more though.
She's so little, I bet it'd go quick. You know, like, it'd be like throwing a piece of paper on a bonfire, just poof, gone.
All right. Well, I haven't watched the second half of this clip. I stopped after I'm literally shaking. I couldn't take it. Should we watch the other 45 seconds of this?
It might get better.
I literally do not feel like I'm doing anything special.
Yes. Perfect. There's a little bit of self-reflection there. Okay. You're winning me over.
Should have stopped there.
This is my choice, and I would not spend my birthday doing anything other than being here and standing in solidarity with you all and standing in solidarity with our siblings and innocent people in Gaza.
Woo! Birthday. Oh my goodness. Well, they celebrate for a whole fucking week, though, so this isn't that big of a sacrifice.
No matter one day. How physically weak we may be, united we have never been stronger. Our resolve has never been stronger.
I have a very good feeling about
it.
Okay.
Oh God, that tickled me so. The reason they're letting y'all sit out here and starve yourselves to death is so when they do roll through with riot shields, you're all so weak they can just roll your asses out. They don't even have to worry about you pushing back.
Just,
yeah. Yeah. Give them another 3 days. Give them another 3 days. See if they just break down and start getting snacks.
Yeah. Now, that chick on the right doesn't look like she's missed a meal.
She could probably afford to miss a couple more.
Yeah, the fatties for did I say? I don't think I sent you the fatties for Palestine because it was too much fat shaming. Maybe on the next one, but dude, I don't know, man. These protesters, it's just Jesus Christ, man. I've never had so little faith in humanity watching prolonged, retarded protests.
Yeah, it is very, everything about these protests is very me-centric, very us-centric, very, like, they're way more focused on how can, why is the university not taking care of everything they need? Why is the university not meeting all of their demands, which are all fucking ridiculous and insane? Why are they being left hungry and cold and all of this stuff?
Yeah.
But also free Palestine, you know, take care of us and our little hippie commie encampment out here in like the fucking quad. Come take care of us, but also, you know, free Palestine. And we're not going away until you also declare free Palestine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dude, by the way, imagine, let's say you really did care about this cause. You were very into the suffering that's going on in Palestine. I don't know how long this hunger strike has been going on, but dude, compared to what the Palestinian people have been going through, this is just, it's a level of narcissism. It's just like, holy shit, dude. They're being fucking bombed every day. They don't know when their next meal is coming either. I'm sure they've gone longer without a meal than you have.
Your hunger strike should not end until Palestine is free. Like, just don't eat anything at all, period. Just let's see how long that works out.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm sure you'll have the Middle East cleared up in the next 21 days.
Man, like, based on that chick's build, I don't think she's got the body fat to sustain herself for another 21 days without eating. She'd be lucky to get 10 or 12 out of it.
They say you can go like 3 weeks without eating anything. But yeah, you'll just be a fucking bag of bones by the end of that. I don't think I have enough body fat to sustain me that long either. Cause I go to the fucking gym.
Muscle mass lasts longer. You'll be all right.
Oh man. It really is unbelievable. There's one more protest that we should play.
This is the best one though. Like this is how to properly deal with a protest.
100%.
I swear, say something. You faggot piece of shit.
We love it. NYPD not doing shit. A man is assaulting students. Look at you, a man is assaulting students. What the fuck do y'all do? Y'all sit here and record. What are we paying y'all for? What are our taxpayer money going to? Just wondering. You're still standing there. That man's walking down the street. He's strolling down the street. Y'all fucking standing there.
Again, dude. How do their brain? I don't understand how their brains work. You're protesting. I told you to go fuck yourself, and then said, "This man is assaulting students. This man is assaulting students."
You're making a bold assumption that they have brains.
And then what are we paying you for? You? Where are my tax dollars? I pay your. You're standing outside with a fucking cardboard sign at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday. You're not paying any fucking taxes. You haven't paid shit. You haven't even paid off your student loan yet.
God, this makes a little piece of me want to become a cop just so I can stand out there. And so when they say, "What are we paying you for? What are our tax dollars going for?" I can just say, "Show me your W-2.
Arrest them and just be like, this is what
you paid. How much did you pay in taxes last year?
Yeah, didn't paid shit. Never had a fucking job. You're a stupid fucking communist. That guy told you to go fuck yourself, which was great.
He told him to go to Palestine, and they're all, "Oh, that's what we want to do.
We'd love to do.
Okay, we'll buy you one. I'll buy you a one-way fucking ticket. Like,
yes, you can use my tax dollars.
I will escort you to the airport. Like, we will put you on the plane.
Let's start a GoFundMe. We'll load up a fucking one of these Boeing planes that keep crashing. They'll either end up at the bottom of the ocean or in Palestine. I don't know which would be preferable.
Be like, there's nowhere to land, so y'all are just going to have to jump. We've only got so many parachutes, so hold on to each other. Hope for the best.
That's where we want to go. No. That's not, that guy was so fucking hilarious. Like, no, you come through the fucking back door. Like, what? You're here. What do you mean you want to go to Palestine? Who's stopping you?
Tell them, call ahead and get the Palestinians to send them some of the parachutes that they use whenever they, on October 7th.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Just took a parachute up to a fucking river fan boat thing, propeller, or whatever. Jesus Christ, dude. These people, man. Wow. What a great reaction, though. What a great, we need more of that guy. Fucking faggot. Say something. I'm surprised, dude, because he was outnumbered. Like, they're not even gonna, you know, like sucker punch him or something and just hop back into the crowd. At least Antifa had the balls to do that,
right? BLM had the balls to like just sucker punch somebody in the back of the head and then jump them.
These
pro-Palestine protests, they seem to lack a whole lot of conviction. But that's the thing. They lack conviction because they don't actually know what free Palestine means. They don't actually know what's going on. They don't know the, like, literally, I don't know, 1,200-year history of everything that's been going on over there. And, like, because this shit started around 600 or 800 AD, somewhere in that time frame. I'm trying to remember the exact. Anyway. It's been going on for because.
Well, did we try a hunger strike yet?
That's the problem. That's the problem. 1,200 years of history, nobody bothered to try. Like, if they would have just a hunger strike, this all would have been over with.
Oh my god! Yeah. Totally missed the boat. Who's ever in charge of switching out the NPC chip? Like, it's enough of this. Switch it out already. Let's move on to the next thing. The next retarded thing for them to champion.
The next retarded thing is going to be the Alphabet Brigade war on straight people.
Oh, yes, I heard I'm getting too comfortable.
People are getting too comfortable. I said what I said. Some things are not yours to talk about, joke about, or say. And you should go back to being deathly afraid of offending people.
Dude, how fat do you have to be that you can like barely fit your face in the frame of the camera? Like a deathly afraid of offending people. Some things you can't joke about anymore. No, I can. Particularly, I'm going to joke about being fat for at least the rest of this year until those hunger strikes start to shed some pounds on people. Straight people are too comfortable. Have you ever seen a more concentrated attack than on straight white men in the last, I don't know, 50 years?
Yeah, it has turned fully against us for sure.
Like, dude, how many straight white men are just afraid to give their opinion on anything because they don't want to lose their job?
Only the cowardly ones, not the ones like me and you and Magoo.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm self-employed. I'm unemployable at this point. So good luck. Like, unless you ban me from markets, I don't know how you can do that. Good luck. Good luck stopping me. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Too comfortable. I've never seen anybody more uncomfortable than like a straight white man being called like a racist, homophobe, transphobe, whatever. Have you ever seen anybody be more uncomfortable than that in modern America? The second you call us like, especially like a, you know, like an older or a younger, I guess, yeah, everybody, I guess people my age maybe and younger. If you call them like a transphobe or something, they'll start, I'm not transphobic.
That's starting to change.
It's starting to change. Yeah. I guess maybe, yeah, maybe we are getting too comfortable. She's right. You convinced me. Fatty made a good point. I'm too comfortable. Start being deathly afraid of these fat fucking transformers that are going to come after you if you insult them.
Here's the thing.
Or whatever.
I have never seen a single one of these blue-haired, 400-pound freakazoids that would ever make me deathly afraid of offending anybody. Number one, all I've got to do is run 50 yards. They're going to pass out.
They're, you just have to walk briskly. Like, I could speed walk and lap them in a race.
Slow down and be like, oh, you got to try harder. You're about to catch me in this. Just speed up again a little bit.
You almost had me. You got to be quicker than that. Yeah, that it reminded me of that. And then there's also, I don't know if anybody ever watched the USA original series, Monk. Great show. But there's Dale the Whale, the big fat dude. He weighs like 800 pounds or something. And he can't get out of bed. And at the end of this one episode, after Monk, busts him, figures out how he committed the murder or whatever, he tries to choke him. And he can't move or anything. And he's reaching up like he wants to choke him. And Monk's like sticking his neck out like this. And he just can't quite get there. It's like, all right, Fatty, come get me. Come and get me. Oh, you can't. You're too fucking fat. You're too fat. Yeah.
some fat people, they ain't got no shame. No shame in their game. Uh-oh.
By the time we get there, the crowd.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Wait, do you have that clip, the Mugatu clip? I'm supposed to play that poor fatty.
That's right.
What?
Do you have the Mugatu clip? That's our fat shaming intro clip now.
Oh God, where is it?
We're gonna get this right next week. We gotta start introducing these segments properly.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, next week I'll have it ready to go. All right, ready to go.
Go ahead and film. This is the first plate out of 20. This is wonderful. The thing about buffets, you don't got to come in here with shame in your game. Everyone here's eating. Everyone here's grubbing, going to town on food. I'm going back. I'm getting a plate after plate until they close.
Dude, she looks like a linebacker.
Are you going to hurry? The food's going to be gone.
Dude, if she was my fullback and there was just like a buffet in the end zone, it's a fucking touchdown every time.
You can film all you. My body's telling me no, but my heart's telling me yes.
But you might need to slow down. Your heart's about to be telling you.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know. They should have filmed more plates. The most surprising thing that I found in this video, for those of you not watching, this is a middle linebacker. Going to some all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, I think it was. I don't know, some buffet. She was worried that all the crab was going to be gone if they didn't get there on time. The most shocking thing to me was, did you see the way she eats chicken wings? She took the drumstick, and then she took a fork piece of meat from the drumstick and ate it with a fork. Like, that's very civilized fatty behavior. I would have thought she just fucking suck the meat right off of that. Yeah. Oh my God, dude.
It's probably just because he was filming. That's the only, like, if he hadn't been filming, she'd have just like been dangling the bone over her mouth. She's like,
yeah. Yeah. She was on her best behavior. You can film me if you want. Dude, he should have done a compilation of like how many plates she went through and like sped it up, you know, like a time lapse thing. They only show like one plate and then dessert.
Yeah, I think there were two plates and dessert. Okay. Apparently, there's like a bunch of other videos of this chick, and just the stills from every one of them.
Jesus,
fucking terrifying. Like, I do not want any of that. No, thank you. We're gonna exit out of that. Clear the browser history. Let's not ever go back.
Oof. Yeah, that's a FUPA, all right. That is a FUPA. But you know, it's like my buddy's dad always told me, fat chicks need love too.
Just not for me.
No. They need some tough love. I mean, dude, that's, come on, man. You can't, I don't know who was filming too, but like whoever that is, you're just watching somebody kill themselves in slow motion. How satisfied she was when she had the plate of food in front of her. It's like, she's like, oh, I'm so happy right now. You can just see it. She was super happy.
And then she gets to the end. She's got the ice cream. She's like, I really got to stop. But I just don't want to stop. I'm going to finish this bowl and then we'll go. Then we'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, sweetheart, that void you're trying to fill with chicken wings and ice cream, it's never going to happen. It's never going to make you happy. You're going to be full but empty at the same time. So get your ass into the fucking gym. Good grief, dude. I'm trying to erase those pictures from my mind.
You know who never has to worry about being full? Is the homeless in California. Gavin Newsom's going to clean up homelessness, though.
Well, yes, 2008.
Plan and
10-year plan.
It's in San Francisco.
How are you going to solve homelessness? What are you going to do as a new mayor? And I say, well, what are you going
to
do?
Focus on a housing first model, direct access to housing.
Shelter, salt, sleep, housing with wraparound and support services, solve homelessness. Homelessness absolutely can be solved.
Laid out a detailed homeless strategy. There's been no intentionality on homelessness in the state for decades. Not been a focus.
I don't think we can solve homelessness. I know we can solve homelessness. We will reduce street homelessness quickly and humanely through emergency action. The highest investment the state's ever made is $1 billion on homelessness. We are poised to pass a budget in the next few hours that will provide $12 billion of investment. I can literally quantify 58,000 people that we got off the streets last year. And none of you would believe it.
The state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness.
Why? We're not interested in funding failure. We're not interested in failing more efficiently when it comes to the issue of homelessness and the crisis on the street.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's the best example I can think of, current example. Of government setting out to fix a problem and making it exponentially worse.
He's like, no, dude. He's like, nobody's been doing anything about homelessness for the last two decades, dude. We've literally got you on record talking about all the things.
10-year plan
for homelessness over the last two decades. Why hasn't it worked?
He had a 10-year plan. What was it? I'd like to quadruple the level of homelessness over the next 10 years. It's just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. Talks about it since 2008. It's 2024 now. That's a long fucking time. That's a very long time. And how you doing so far? Is it a little better at least? Or is it the worst it's ever been?
Looks kind of like it might be the worst it's ever been.
Yeah. Okay. Look at that. Dude. It looks like the set of a movie in like apocalyptic 2067 or something. Yeah. Okay.
Just trash.
But he's working on it. Any day now, he's going to get that solved.
Man, just trash and people everywhere, and like homeless people, and more trash. And
yes, and there's an Audi. Like, what?
Looks like an absolute fucking hellhole. Like, who wants to live in this sort of?
Dude, condition? You know what it looks like? It looks like in Back to the Future, was it two? Yeah. Back to the Future 2, where he goes back to whatever the name of the fucking town is. And Biff is like in charge of everything because he stole the almanac from him. And like the entire fucking city is just trashed and there's gangs like roaming around everywhere. It looks like that.
What's Fetterman doing there? What the fuck?
Dude. Imagine talking about this since 2008. I got this plan, this 10-year plan, blah, 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 blah. Well, here we are 16 years later, and it's worse than ever. And somehow you're still in charge. Like, this is what government does. They identify a problem that they've created, and then they're like, yeah, we're going to fix this problem. And they make it irrevocably worse, dude. Like, you cannot, I don't even know how you fix it at this point. You've got entire little cities of homeless people.
Yeah,
we got 50,000 people off the street.
The streets are just homeless encampments. That's it. Like, I guess, I mean, there must be solutions, because when Xi Jinping was coming to visit, they somehow managed to clear them all out. Like, I know they moved them, or they, you know, they did something with them, but like, they did something. So there's a solution. Like, what is the solution,
though? Yeah, whatever it is, it's not part of his 10-year plan. And dude, his appearance on Adam Carolla's show in 2008-ish, that was legendary. Yeah, it was like 2000, maybe 2009 or 2010. Yeah, it was right around there. I listened to that like while it was happening. Dude, he had nothing to say. And Adam Carolla was just like grilling him on things. And he just had not, like, he would talk about like check cashing places. He's like, oh yeah, we got all these like predatory lending check cashing places. And they're taking advantage of all these like people of color. And he's like, well, why don't they get bank accounts? He's like, well, it's a big problem. They're like, they can't get bank. They're like the same thing. Like, oh, they can't get a bank account. They can't get ID. They can't do this. And he's like, well, why can't they get bank accounts? What's wrong with them? It was great, dude. And he's just like, well, you know, nothing's wrong with them, but they just can't, you know, it's a problem. He just kept like shit like that, dude. It was classic. It was, dude. And I don't think he's ever done an interview like that ever again. And that's why you don't see politicians going on these types of shows, these like long form podcasts where they're actually going to get taken to task on things. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. His 10-year fucking homelessness plan. Just like affordable health care, affordable education, affordable housing, the war on drugs, the war on poverty. Like, dude, write down the fucking list. How are they doing so far? I mean, at what point do you take a step back and think, like, maybe this isn't the way we should be doing things as human beings? How much more failure are you willing to tolerate? And you're just like, oh, we just got to get, like, the right people in there. Like, dude, the whole fucking system, like, it's not a bug in the system. It's not like, oh, well, this is just a glitch and we can fix it by tweaking this. No. This is a feature of the system. It's designed to do exactly what it's doing. To steal all your fucking money, put it in their fucking pockets, and ruin everybody's life in the process. But yes, just vote. Just keep voting harder. It's going to fix it. Absolutely going to fix it.
And the more they fix it, the better the economy gets, right?
Yes.
It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls. And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
We've already turned it around. Look at the Michigan survey. 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape. The polling data has been wrong all along.
polling data has been wrong all along. I'm not sure which Michigan survey he's talking about. The one that I saw, which is from this week, I think. We just had, is it this week? Yeah. That was the wrong one. I keep clicking on the wrong thing. All right, I sent the same thing twice. Damn it. I sent you the same thing twice.
And I just thought you like fat fingered it or something and accidentally clicked it twice.
No, there was another article that had the University of Michigan. Shit. That's going to take me a minute to find it. The numbers weren't good. I'll put it that way. It was the biggest drop since 2021. You remember 2021 in the, you know, the depths of the pandemic when everything was shut down, the world was going to end. God damn it, dude. It is weird. Like when I do send you like an article like that, it makes me click it twice to send it. I don't know why the other one, maybe I just didn't copy and paste it properly. Yeah. I don't really understand what these computer things are. There is probably a little bit of black in my blood, though, since I am Sicilian. That's probably it. That's why I suck at computers.
So they don't say Italian are worse for nothing.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Consumer sentiment unexpectedly craters in the biggest miss on record as inflation expectations surge. So is this the Michigan survey? What? This article is from when?
Today. Earlier today.
Earlier today. And I guess he did that. When was the survey done, though?
Let's see. Moments ago, the University of Michigan released the latest report card on Bidenomics, and to nobody's surprise, except perhaps a certain senile teleprompter reading diaper-wearing puppet in the White House, it was a total disaster as sentiment unexpectedly plunged from 77.2 to 67.4. A 9.8-point drop, which is the biggest since August of 2021.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we did just get the University of Michigan consumer sentiment that came out at 10 a.m. this morning. Yeah, I should have been aware of that because I was trading. That's a red folder. That's a red folder in the economic. But yeah, 10 a.m. You can trade through that. Okay. Would you like to revisit that University of Michigan survey, Mr. President, or? Hello. And dude, the jobless claims, they were terrible. If you want to pull up that other one, that was earlier this week. People that filed for jobless benefits, 231,000, the largest jump, a large jump from 209,000 the week before, the biggest weekly jump since 2021. And then, yeah, I mean, we can go through, we've already kind of run through the number of companies that have laid off all of these employees. But yeah, since 2021, when people were laying, when the economy was shut down and those 15 million jobs were evaporating, the ones that Joe Biden created, of course, that he talked about in that other clip. So those 15 million, those are going away again. Short fucking lived, but he's already turned it around. Look, I mean, come on, man. Look at the University of Michigan. All right. Well, here it is. Came out today and it sucks. How could you be confident? I mean, like people can't afford to go to the grocery store anymore. There was another clip, Is that the one that we played or not? Where he's just like, oh, they have the money to spend, but they just don't like spending it. I think that was a different one. It was in the same interview with Aaron Burnett. Like, I guess this is about as tough as the interviews are going to get for Joe Biden. It does seem it's odd that CNN is actually pressing him on some of these things. You usually don't even see that, but she let him get away with all kinds of bullshit. And she's like, well, you know, people are, you know, groceries are up 30%. Like that's a real world you know, real life problem for a lot of people. And he's like, yes, it is. And it's a real problem. But, you know, if you look at the numbers, people have the money, but they just don't like spending it. It's just like, I don't think people have the money, Joe. Credit card debt's over $1 trillion. I was talking to a buddy of mine on the phone last night, and he brought up the point that, like, there's all these, I forget the name of the company that he was talking about, but there's all these, like, buy now, pay later companies that are popping up where, they'll just, almost like the Chipotle thing where you could pay for your burrito in 4 installments of $3.99 that we talked about a couple of months ago. It's like that, but they just give you an interest-free loan, essentially. It's like, okay, yeah, you buy this and you just pay us in like 6 months or something, interest-free. And none of that debt is on these banks' books. They're just assuming that people are going to pay these things. The situation is getting pretty bad. It's getting pretty bad. And like I always talked about in this show, jobs are usually the last thing to go. They're a lagging indicator. You don't fire people until after everything else goes wrong. You're like, oh shit, like I can't afford to keep you on. Businesses, you know, people aren't. Look at Starbucks, dude. Speaking of lattes, my latte is probably better than anything you'd get at Starbucks. But their stock was cratering because their sales were cratering, because people have to, you have to start making choices. You can't go to the grocery store and buy everything and your $6 cup of coffee. So, go ahead.
Even if people do have the money to buy stuff because of all the crime and everything, you can't even get it without getting somebody to come help you.
This is fucking insane, man. So, why does anybody go to the store anymore?
One of these counters, they take the shit that you bought and they stick it in another little case, and you got to walk around the store with it in another little case.
They have locked cases, and then they give you a locked case that they put the stuff that they take out of the locked case into, so that you can't actually, like, you have to buy it, actually pay for it, so they can take it out of the locked case for you.
Yeah. This is
funny, like,
dude. Just don't even let people into your store anymore. Just have like a chute or something that they order at a kiosk, and then you like throw it down the chute, and your item comes out. I remember like years ago, long time ago, before all this crazy shit started to happen, like you would go to like a Walgreens or something, and they would have, was it like razors or something would be locked up. And I would just be like, I guess I'm just not buying razors today. Like, I don't feel like walking across the store, finding like an employee. Hey, can you unlock this? I'm not going through all of that. I just didn't make the purchase. And I probably signed up for like Dollar. That was when I, you know, before I had a beard and everything, I was shaving a lot. I started ordering them online. Dollar Shave Club or something. It was just like so much easier than having to chase down a fucking employee and have them unlock this thing for you. So I can get a raise. Like, oh God. Now everything's like that. That was in Vegas. This entire fucking Walmart, everything is behind plexiglass. Everything. And then, like Justin was saying, you get the store employee, he opens it up for you, he grabs the item and he puts it into like a little portable lockbox that you get to carry around. Just like, wouldn't it just be easier if somebody comes into your store to crack them in the fucking knee, like just kneecap them with a bat when they try to steal something? You just got to do that a couple of times and then they stop doing it.
But it's like my buddy Jason on the 2-bit podcast says that that's some vengeful son energy, and you can't have people start doing that, because the problem is that shit feels so good. And if you start doing it, you're not going to want to stop. So
I can't resist the urge to hit people with baseball bats. Well, it's like, don't give me a reason to.
That's why I keep it hanging up in the corner over there. So it's out of my arm's reach.
like, dude, I was watching like another video. This dude, he like went into some iPhone store and he's just stealing all the phones. I was like, dude, he was in there for like 5 minutes just ripping phones off the fucking hooks or whatever and putting them down his pants. It's like, just
and there are people watching him. Like, just yeah. walk up and punch him square in the fucking face and yeah. solve the it's problem.
A, yes, that video goes viral. Like, dude, remember that other one where those that dude jumps the counter and the fucking Asian guy just starts stabbing him?
Yeah.
And it yeah. and you heard these like, oh God, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Unfortunately, he didn't. It's but like, you saw like the realization, you know, fuck around, find out. You hop the counter, like, dude, this guy starts fucking taking him down and stabbing him. I don't know how he survived that. Lucky kid, I suppose. But it's like, dude, if people knew that, it's like why we don't have a lot of home invasions in the U.S. You break into somebody's house, like, they can shoot you. And a lot of people have guns. But once you remove that, once you remove the threat of anything bad happening to them, like, not even that. Like, let's even if you get away with it, but they have you on camera, you don't get arrested for it anymore. And if you do, they just let you out on cashless bail. So there's literally no downside to going and robbing a fucking store. Well, of course you're going to get more of that. But dude, a couple of people get fucking kneecapped. It's over. It's over in a week. Let that shit go viral. Let it be known. You come in here, you take my shit, I'm breaking your leg. I'm going to shatter your fucking kneecap. You will never be the same. You'll never be the same. Yes, you'll live, but you won't walk right. And you're going to know before it rains. You're going to have a good, you'll be able to predict the weather. Maybe you can find a new career and actually become a productive member of society. Predicting rain. What, like, I don't know, dude, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing as a country? It's so ridiculous. Like, some of these problems are just so easy to solve. And all you got to do is, like, that one guy, tell them to go, you know, go fuck yourself, shut the fuck up, get the fuck out of here, kneecap them when they try to rob you. Yeah. These are not like complicated problems. They're very, very easy. I don't even need a 10-year plan like Gavin Newsom. God damn it. Holy shit, dude. We're going for an hour and 22 minutes, huh?
About time to wrap. I gotta mow the yard and do all kinds of I got my morning like this is me not dirty. In case you were wondering, for those who are watching the film and wondering why there's like oil stains all over my shirt and everything, this is me not dirty. When we get done, I'm going to go actually do like all the dirty stuff that I need to do for the day.
All the hillbilly stuff.
Yes.
Nice.
It rained all week. I couldn't do any of my hillbilly shit until today. Like, today is the first day it's been dry enough for me to actually do anything. So got to get after it.
Modern problems require medieval solutions. God, yes. I like that. Yeah. Yep, we need to go back to the future. Yeah, it's like, I mean, there's a reason why we did these things in the first place. Like, certain things work. If it doesn't work, it goes away. And punishing people either immediately or shortly thereafter for violating property rights, it's a pretty good way of making sure nobody violates property rights. Instead of rewarding them. Yeah. All right. Well, you got anything else going on this weekend?
Not that I can think of. I worked this weekend, so.
All right. Well, thank you all so very much for listening. Hope everybody has a nice weekend. I've got a beach walk in my future here, I think. Oh, I'm still in this fucking trade from this morning. It's still running, so I'm going to let it. But, yeah, that's about it. We'll be back on Tuesday. I have nothing else to plug or anything like that. Oh, shit. Yeah, Mother's Day. I did get flowers, though. They're on their way. All right.
I asked my mom what she wanted for Mother's Day, and she said more visits. I'm like, Mom, it's a 3.5 hour drive. That's not something I can just like pull out of my ass. But okay, I'll do the best I can.
Go visit your parents. For me, it's a 4 hour flight, so 4.5. And you know, with everything going on with Boeing, it's life or death. You know, it's basically a fucking coin flip at this point. What the hell is going on with Boeing, dude? Every day there's a new fucking crash.
Fly Spirit is what I hear.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm taking a bunch of flights this year, and I'm like I can't avoid Boeing flights, Boeing airplanes. I mean, so say a prayer for me, I suppose. But yeah, we'll be back on Tuesday. I don't have a flight between now and then, so I should make it until Tuesday. And until then, you guys know what to do. Just keep on peddling that so-called fiction. Peace.